Proxy's holographic skin reformed in the shape of Qui-Gon Jinn. The long-dead Jedi Master's fighting style, however, was all the core, with swift, efficient lunges and more than adequate blocks. The core kept its body and blade carefully between the apprentice and the cable. Every trick he tried to get past them, the core anticipated and forestalled. The red-eyed droid recovered as quickly as Proxy and soon joined in the fray. He leapt out of Proxy's reach and into the clamoring mob of slave droids. Swinging his lightsaber wildly around him, he cut cables and sliced through processors with abandon. Surges of electronic thought seared the air as droids rushed in all at once. He blew them back and thrust his blade deep into a bank of processors. "Does that hurt?" he asked the core.
I do not feel pain. And my thoughts encompass the entire planet. Nothing you accomplish in this room will make a difference.
Proxy leapt over the droids, shaped this time like Anakin Skywalker. The apprentice met him in midair and attempted to drive him back. The cable danced behind the droid, never snagging or looping forward. The core used Proxy's internal repulsors to keep it securely out of his reach. His physical reach. No doubt the core would expect him to use telekinesis to break the link, so he hadn't even tried that. But there were more indirect ways of attacking. The cable traced a sinuous path over the heads of the slave droids. It didn't take long to find a big one in exactly the right spot. It was even easier to grip it with the force and squeeze it until its power supply erupted. The explosion boomed through the massive chamber. Proxy reeled backward in mid-parry. The apprentice hung back, waiting to see what effect the explosion might have. Holograms flickered and fled across his friend's fluid exterior. Famous figures came and went, human and alien, light, dark, and all shades in between. The smoke cleared. Proxy straightened, and his image settled into the form of a Zabrak, with eyes full of hate and numerous horns sprouting from his red and black skin. His robes were midnight. His leer was full of bloodlust. The apprentice was taken momentarily aback. He had never seen that training module before. The Zabrak Sith grinned at him and drove forward through the parting sea of droids. None now came within a meter of the intact cable, so even that option was lost.
You are weak. You will not sacrifice this droid, even though letting me possess its memories means your downfall.
The apprentice didn't waste energy on speech, blocking each of the core's moves and driving the droid a step backward. Frustration made him strong, even if he presently had no outlet for that strength. Bringing down the ceiling could kill both of them, and probably wouldn't have a profound effect on the core. If it really was distributed across the entire planet, it could be unkillable.
Violence feeds disorder. Violence is a threat to control. Violence will therefore be eliminated under my rule.
Sounds like you've thought of everything. He barely blocked a combination of blows that he had never seen before, even when fighting his master.
There is not a contingency I have not explored.
Oh no?
The apprentice drove the android back with a series of fast strikes and acrobatic maneuvers. Proxy was nowhere near as flexible as him, and had none of the force-enhanced reflexes he possessed. The droid could never beat him at a lightsaber duel, even with the core behind it. They froze with lightsabers locked and scraping together. Human strength warring with droids. Brown eyes fixed on red photoreceptors.
Submit or die.
There is a third option. With a sudden twisting move, he brought his saber down into Proxy's chest and slashed deep, right through the droid body.
I could beat you.